This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's snowpack is close to average across most of the western slope, which includes the crucial Colorado River Basin. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson says it's an El Nino winter.
And what that means for us is a pretty strong west-to-east jet stream flow that has already resulted in a couple of good dumping storms in the mountains.
That's not everywhere in Colorado's high country. Mountains in the southern part of the state are seeing what's called snow drought so far this season. COVID hospitalizations are flat in Colorado, but the state is urging vaccination to keep from getting sick. CPR's John Daly.
COVID-19 vaccinations are way down from earlier years. The CDC is warning COVID and flu could surge and strain hospitals, and a new variant is spreading quickly in other states. Dr. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist.
We absolutely encourage people to receive the updated COVID vaccine. We know that's going to be the best way to protect yourself.
The CDC says vaccination can also reduce the risk of long COVID. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A fire this past weekend shut down a major intersection in Aurora, which could stay closed for days. At Colfax and Peoria, the fire started Saturday at a construction site for an apartment complex. One of the sounds of a Colorado winter. You got to get the ice off your windshield before your day can get started. CPR's Megan Verlee took on that chore while answering a question from Colorado Wonders.
It's got to be one of the less pleasant aspects of Colorado winters. Going outside on a frosty morning to scrape down the windows of your car.
But why do the windows ice up on some days and not others? A meteorological mystery that we take up for Colorado Wonders later in this hour. And it's frosty this morning, but warming up through the day in Denver. Highs close to 60 this afternoon and into the 60s tomorrow. In the mountains, mostly sunny. In Vail, 45 today and about the same Tuesday. This is CPR News.